Residents who went to Salt Lake City's homeless shelter workshops are still worried, still frustrated, and say they're not getting the answers they want from city officials. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Residents at the workshops say they still envision the road home with its largely visible sea of human suffering, makeshift tents, crime, and drug use, and frankly, they don't want it in their neighborhoods. This despite efforts city officials have made to convince them otherwise. Sugar House resident Chris Favin has attended just about every public hearing since the city announced that it would build a shelter on Simpson Avenue. He says he's not convinced it will be different.
I mean, I have looked all over the country for a model where they put a resource center, and I'll use that term loosely, in the middle of nothing but residential housing, and I can't find a single example.
Council members Aaron Mendenhall and Lisa Adams defected from the council and the mayor's early December agreement on the four locations. Adams told me she believes in the new service model, which will couple emergency shelter with drug treatment and other vital services to get people into housing. But she says residents have valid concerns about the Simpson site. Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski's Deputy Chief of Staff David Litvak said earlier this week the administration is still committed to four shelter resource centers, including the one at the Simpson Avenue location. He said Biskupski would consider building housing on the site, an idea Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams pitched last week, but Litvak says in addition to, not in lieu of, the planned shelter resource center.
The commitment that we made to the legislature, the administration, and the council together was for four resource centers serving up to 150 individuals, capped at 550 across the city.
Democratic State Representative Joel Briscoe said keeping the road home shelter open until it's no longer needed would put many of his Sugar House constituents at ease.
We've got a problem with, we don't have space at the jail and we're shutting down the road home. So I think a lot of the people in the neighborhoods are going, well, wait a minute, where's the safety valve? Is it my street? Because the city says they're shutting down their own home, hell or high water?
Wednesday night was the third and final workshop designed to help residents gain insight into the new homeless services model. Whitney Evans, KUER News.